Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved angels and archangels, blessings, brothers, welcome. Welcome. Welcome, brothers and sisters from every corner of this magnificent blue orb, Mother Earth, Gaia, Sophia. I am that I am that I am. You are me, and we are all one here at this time, gathering of the hearts to help our Mother Earth, you know, and all the kingdoms and all her children. Ascend, go higher. And this is the time where all the indigenous people from all over the world and all over the universe is gathering from the hearts. The ones more are connected to Mother Earth, Gaia, Sophia, are gathering hearts to help you remember how divine you are. Welcome to another AshtarSheranRadio.com, broadcasting live from the heart, always in the presence of Archangel Michael and of the angels and archangels of divine light. But all the aspects of myself and my oversoul gathering today at this now moment, on November 30th, 2016, and every now moment that you can hear it, that you can listen to this broadcasting from the heart to help you remember how divine you are, connect you with all the seven rays of divine light, every color of divinity, every activation and every code from the higher dimensions activating in your DNA, RNA, like never before, and every single one of your chakras and every single one of your are there to be activated right now. Angels and archangels, I thank you so much for your presence, for being just here right now at this magnificent time of transformation and change. That it's just so so important right now to be, you know, connecting with our Mother Gaia, or Sophia. That it's our mother. That is our mother. and then the mother of all, and it's a magnificent soul that it's so divine that I was able to gather all these magnificent souls here to just write and evolution of every single, you know, soul that had participated in this experiment of being human, of wearing human uniforms for the evolution of every single one and the evolution of all as one. Brothers and sisters, today on January 30th, 2016, it's a great disclosure of light and love, a tsunami of light and love, just surrounding every single corner of every single, you know, space and time of this magnificent blue orb and this magnificent solar system and this magnificent galaxy and universes. We are here today and in the now moment, at every time and every moment, I invite you all to meet me at 11:11 a.m., 11:11 p.m. Every single day I call on the divine line and connect with my higher self and all my angels and archangels and all my guides to help me ground and to connect with my mother Gaia and activate every single one of my chakras and to be activated in sync with my divinity and with my divine plan, because I acknowledge that I am just evolving and I am, you know, the lower density of my higher self, and I allow the higher self of my divine light to guide me and to guide me to my best the best ability of my mission to flourish and to share the light and love that I bring to you, brother and or sister that are listening right now. I share my light and love from my heart. I send your rainbow of light and love to every single corner, to every single molecule of your body, and to tell you that this is it. We're the ones. We're the ones that we've been waiting for. We're the ones that agreed, you know, to be here at such a magnificent time, brothers and sisters. I mean, there is some great disclosure, you know, going on. And the Christ, my brother, is coming. My brother, you know, the one we all know as Jesus Christ, as well as, you know, Yeshua or Lord Sananda, it's coming. It's coming inside of you, inside of me, and inside of every single man, woman, and child on earth and everywhere. And everywhere, and in every dimension, the Christ of inside of you is flourishing. It's coming. This is it. This is the time. This is the time. Brothers and sisters, this is it. This is the time where, you know, we agreed on to together to help each other evolve and elevate to this grandiose time of disclosure, of awakening in the most enormous way. Okay? And I'd like to just to share about the great talk all over in the Alternative News, which is the broadcasting of the rerun of the X-Files. You know, the truth is still out there. It's still out there.
I'm going to jump to the chase real quickly here. Number one, we talk a lot about disclosure. What does the government know? What hidden technologies does the secret government have? Black projects, $8.5 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Catherine Austin Fitz talks about it a lot, as does Joseph P. Farrell. We know that there's a lot more going on behind the scenes in the banking world and in the top secret off-book black budget program. How many of the UFOs people see around the world are actually of terrestrial origin? I'm going to play two absolute must-watch clips here. In the first clip, Mulder, played by David Duchovny, and a journalist, played by Joel McHale, are shown a terrestrial UFO that was reverse engineered from a found UFO. Of course, going back to Area 51. Watch this.
So-called zero point energy, simply the energy of the universe.
You're talking about free energy?
And we've had since the 40s. No fuel, no flame, no combustion. Simple electromagnetic field. Technology kept secret for 70 years while the world ran on petroleum.
Oil companies making sure.
What I'm going to show you next is the most unbelievable part.
This warrants a little bit of exploration and explanation. I would imagine for most X-Files fans, Element 115 is something they're probably familiar with. But for those who have forgotten, Element 115 is an element that Bob Lazar, back in 1989, famous Area 51 whistleblower Bob Lazar, claimed was the element responsible for terrestrial UFOs. It's the element that powered the UFOs. And what's absolutely crazy about that 1989 claim is that just recently, in the past couple of years, Element 115 was officially added to the table of periodic elements, along with the atomic numbers of 113, 117, and 118. Now, in this next clip, we need to talk about what the elite like to do, which is to hide in plain sight, to tell us exactly what they're going to do before they do it. I won't say another word. Listen to this.
My position being
live
on its own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men and the fairies, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece. But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding alien technology for 70 years at the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective, the takeover of America. And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent, or cruel, or efficient, by severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves, in a state of perpetual war, to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home, with tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose, the corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military and clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elite that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
What's happening as we sit here?
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop?
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
Well, it'll seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
Or a simulated alien invasion using alien replica vehicles that exist and all.
So, brothers and sisters, so yes, this is pretty much they're telling us the truth, right? In a The comeback of the X-Files 2016, January 2016, that it was broadcasted. You can see episode one, which is the one talking about these government cover-ups and the hoarding of alien technology for the last 70 years, etc. You can see, you can watch this entire episode at fox.fox.com/WATCH/607306086 7569/775665 8688. So you can see that. Now the this report is by SGT report in YouTube. You can look them up. So here is the rest of the of this coverage.
An alien invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried in 47.
You can't say anything.
I'm gonna stay with
the mom. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed these clips. Share them. I think it's important. Basically, truth has gone mainstream. One wonders what would motivate a script like this, and even beyond that, what would have allowed a script like this to get approved for production, unless they're warning us all about what they plan to do. Thanks for watching, and for real news 24/7, visit us over at sgtreport.com.
All right. So thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you for for this report. Everybody's doing a great job. All the alternative media, brothers and sisters are, really sharing some amazing work. We have here the update of our brother Benjamin Fulford. Check it out.
Fulford update, January 25th, 2016. Beijing envoy says all U.S. dollars will have a Chinese signature on them by 2018. The shift in the center of global power is accelerating, with a strong push being made to ensure all oil and other international commodities are traded in Chinese dollars or yuan and not Kazarian so-called U.S. dollars. Multiple sources agree. All U.S. dollars will have a Chinese person's signature on them by 2018. According to a special envoy sent to the White Dragon Society by Chinese royals based in Beijing, he promised to send a photograph of these dollars to this newsletter after he returns to China. As a part of this push, Chinese President Xi Jinping visited Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Iran to promise a huge industrial and infrastructure development carriage of Middle Eastern oil was sold in yuan, Pentagon sources said. The Chinese were too polite to mention the stick that was the alternative to this carrot. However, news reports coming out after Xi's visit to Saudi Arabia indicated Xi was furious at being snubbed by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef. Instead, he was only able to see senile King Salman and his son, the deputy crown prince. Nayef has long been close to the Americans and is deeply involved in ISIS and other such matters, CIA officials say. To see how much things have changed in the U.S. for Saudi Arabia, watch the following 6-minute Congress hearing featuring Congressman Hank Johnson getting recently retired U.S. Ambassador to Syria Robert Ford to admit Saudi Arabia is the main sponsor of radical Wahhabist Islam. The Saudis are now in surrender mode and are just waiting for higher-level fights to conclude before they kiss the feet of the winner, White Dragon Society sources say. Pentagon sources were more forthcoming, explaining that the problem had now been traced to Turkey, Germany, and of course, the Bush, Clinton neocon Nazi Kazarian faction in the U.S. For this reason, the U.S. military got presidential spokesperson Barack Obama to call Russia's Vladimir Putin on January 13th. In that conference, the Pentagon and Russia agreed to increase military-to-military relations beyond the fight against ISIS in Syria and make it one against the Kazarian mafia worldwide. Defense Intelligence Agency Chief General Mike Flynn is now a back channel for communications between Russian Military Chief of Staff Valery Gerasimov and General Joseph Dunford, the de facto U.S. Commander-in-Chief. With the backing of the Russian and Chinese military, as well as the Pentagon, the overwhelmingly strongest military force on the planet, Dunford then met last week with the heads of NATO in Brussels to tell them that Turkish President Recep Erdogan and German Chancellor Angela Merkel would have to go because of their involvement in creating the ongoing European refugee crisis, among other things. To underline this, Turkish billionaire Mustafa Kot met his maker in what appears to be a message to the oligarchs to dump Erdogan. Mustafa, who was heart attacked on January 21st, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and top Rockefeller representative in Turkey. Pentagon sources also blame the Khazarian mafia and their Turkish surrogates on the death of 12 Marines in Hawaii on January 14th. The payback against Turkey will involve a bloody coup as well as attacks on Turkish infrastructure and overseas bases in Azerbaijan, Georgia, Qatar, and Somalia. General Dunford further met with his French counterparts last week to coordinate an attack against Khazarian proxies in Libya. The French military are also being asked to join the battle against the Khazarian mafia, which they have agreed to do. Meanwhile, the Khazarian mafia and their agents are struggling to keep their financial control matrix from falling apart. Japanese Yakuza gangster and Iranian government sources say the Khazarian mafia is trading Persian royal family gold kept in Thailand for drug money that is being shut out of Western banks. Certain Iranians will then launder the drug dollars now that financial sanctions against Iran have been lifted. The original Iran-Contra scandal involved George Bush Sr. and his gang, so it is a good guess the same people are at it again. The Japanese emperor is also supposed to be flying to the Philippines this week, ostensibly to celebrate the normalization of relations between Japan and the Philippines. However, given the Khazarian mafia's desperation for gold, it is a good guess the Japanese emperor will be looking for gold to back.
Well, you can listen to the rest of the message. You go to BenjaminFulford.net and or check out We Are, W-E-R, like Robert, A-L-L-O-N-E, like We Are All One, .com, but just with an R. Instead of A-R-E, it's just R. We, W-E-R-A-L-L-O-N-E, .com, and #SheranRadio.com. Send me a message. I'll send you that link with to this recording. And if you can, you know, help our cause, help this radio show. We've been broadcasting live since the first month of 2011. Founded at the sacred red lands of the Hopi in northern Arizona, Sedona, Arizona. And we're very passionate about helping this information just reach as many awakened souls and souls that wish to awaken, you know, to the truth and to all the deception, you know, going on by every single government in the world, literally. So I like to share also a little bit about what is going on in regards of knowing your enemy and who could be at war within, you know, a few years, according to this RT report.
That is a warning coming from the country's major general. His words were published in a brochure issued ahead of an armed forces conference. Earlier, the top Swedish general mentioned that Russia was among possible national threats, an idea supported by the country's parliament chairman of the armed services. However, Swedes themselves are taking the military warnings with scepticism.
If Russia strikes, are we fleeing to Eritrea, Somalia, or Afghanistan?
We're already at war. Another invasion could be seen as a relief.
This will be the first time in history that the invasion has been encouraged by our elected officials. Scandalous.
Sweden may end up in a war for 2 years. Politicians, order inflatables now. All men should escape, leaving women and children behind.
Director of the Transnational Foundation for Peace and Future Research, Jan Oberg, joins us live now. Welcome, Jan. Warnings of an upcoming war. Do you think they're grounded?
I'm almost running away from this country. No, I think this is a part of, you know, the classical fearology, installing fear with people so they might accept higher military expenditures or future membership of NATO for Sweden, which has had a long period of 20 years of stealth association with NATO. There's also now a discussion about a host nation support agreement, which will bind Sweden in a completely new way to NATO in a crisis situation. So there is a need for finding, you know, reasons for more militarization instead of disarmament, instead of Nobel's will, instead of all the things that Sweden has stood for, been standing for, you know, since the last 5 or 6 decades. It's very sad. And I'm not sure that this person knows what he talks about.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. There's a lot of fear-mongering going around. Just ignore it. Mistake, you know, positive, brothers and sisters. Here, I would like to share these are messages from my beloved Ayam Ashtar, beloved Lord Ashtar Sheran, from the broadcaster and by our channel, by our brothers from the Ashtar on the Road family. And it says, greetings, beloved family. We are in high vibration, to be sure. And we so appreciate your being here. This is whether you are here in this moment or in what you call subsequent moments by way of the recording. It is all in the now, and so we greet you all in this now moment of oneness, togetherness, in this Ashtar. And I will start by saying that I will be perhaps a bit more brief than usual, but I am asking that the words that were spoken on behalf of ourselves, the mentors, and all of the beings who are working to bring you into the golden age, the words that came through the one we call the voice, I will ask that they be incorporated into the transcript of remarks, because it was, after all, I who asked to make this statement so that it will be quite easily distinguished from the body of the remarks. Now, this whole thing about the divine governance has been brought about because it is a vehicle, if you will, this Nesara law bringing divine governance, a vehicle for uplifting planet Earth into the very golden age we are speaking of. And from that place, all of these things that you are hearing about will unfold and evolve and come into being. Transportation in the shuttles, for instance. Many of you listening here are drawn to this gathering because you know in some parts of you, you may not even know it is your consciousness, but it's a part of you who knows that you are in these members of the Ashtar Command. Yes. We are the ones we've been waiting for. You are the ones who've been waiting. You're the ones who've been waiting for. We are the ones who've been waiting for, each one of us, brothers and sisters. Many of you know that you have spent other lifetimes with the ones we identified ourselves as the mentors, or with other beings known to have ascended, or who might even embody upon planet Earth at this time, having chosen to come from the higher realms into human embodiment in order to assist in this grand upliftment. And so it is for you to remember who you are, each and every one of you, the Ashtar commander or not. The greatest truth of all is that you are light beings of light coming into the bodies that you now occupy in order to accomplish this grand mission. Together with all of those of us who are not embodied in human bodies, but nevertheless are beings of light, there is no difference between us. And we are endeavoring to connect with you so that you feel the oneness with the love light we all are. Now there are ways to do this, and we need indeed engage in some of them here on this call. And there are others that Ashtar on the Road presents to you. It is for you to be in the resonance with your own beings and with all love in the universe and to extend it and beam it. Be a beamer of love and light to all, brother and sister. I, Ashtar Sheran, in the human form, I ask you to please echo this wonderful voice of our brothers and our beloved Ashtar Sheran, Lord Ashtar Sheran, my beloved I am. Be a beamer of love and light, Be a beamer of love and light. Be a pillar of light, beaming light and love everywhere and then in every direction to all. To all. Forgive, let go, and allow. Forgive, let go, and allow. I am Master from MasterSheranRadio.com. Love to talk to you. I love to help you go higher. Please hire me. Please send us a donation at MasterSheranRadio.com to help you go higher, brother and sister, and to help you understand what's going on. Nothing is as it seems. Nothing. Nothing is as it seems. We continue. It says, quote, now there are ways to do this, and indeed engage some of them here on this call. So for you, it is for you to be in resonance with your own beings and with all love in the universe and to extend the beamer, be a beamer of love and light. I've been saying this since I began speaking to this voice, and I say it now loud and clear. Thank you for being the radiant ones you are. Step it up just a bit and beam it deliberately and cautiously, and you will benefit not only yourselves, but all of the world below, on and above planet Earth, and beyond to the entirety of the universe. This is not a small thing. It is not easy to have thought, you know, form, and it is initiated from within yourselves, particularly from your ego that always seems to want to have some kind of voice. And there are ways that you can reprogram your ego so that the voice comes from love instead of fear. But that is not what I am primarily here to discuss. It is to raise yourself, raise your own vibrational frequencies so that you are constantly beaming the light and love, the love light more and more and more. When you get a message of fear or have a bit of fear ripple through your energy fields, what happens? You're not as radiant, right? Or you are still radiant, but it is still requires yourself to be constant beamers that, shall we say, exponentially increases the influence that you have. This is not judgmental. This is absolutely forgiving and grateful. In other words, you are not being in judgment, okay, of yourselves or anyone. You are just saying, so be it, so and so it is. I bless all involved. I bless the hope of planet Earth and beyond. I share my love lights with all, and by this way, I bring an infinite amount more because it is all there for you, me, and everyone else. All you have to do is just bring it in. Shine on, beloveds, shine on. Shine on, you crazy divine diamond light. Shine on, pillars of light in every direction. Sometimes it cannot be a little bit shaky, and if there are things for it to, let's just say, clear. Well, you will get through it. Everyone is getting through it. Some are still feeling like they are being turned upside down and shaken quite truly. The voice has had that experience. So has been lots from many others worldwide, but we are here, and we are here for you. And it isn't that you have to go, you know, go it alone, not at all. It is simply to join in the light, be one in love, and feel the upliftment that comes from the one we all are. Remember to look in the mirror and greet the divine being you are. The more you recognize your own divinity, the more you empower yourself to live your divinity, brother and or sister. Now, I have fairly comprehensive seat on the New Jerusalem, and so I have the perspective of being in the high vibrations, looking out all in the same moment, and what's going on in everywhere in your world. And the really fantastic, fabulous, great news I have for you is that more and more are resonating with the light. More and more are opening their hearts. More and more are understanding all of these interesting revelations and truths which are coming forth fast and faster and fastest. That's right. There is a momentum here. That program on the, you know, Foxy Channel, never about the X-Files that I just spoke about, never would have been allowed had not the momentum been moving forward to the light. So join in to the light, to the tsunami of love. And if you feel yourself dropping a bit because this is or that is needing to be cleared out and you're getting some messages on it, or perhaps you're getting some messages from outside of yourselves that you are making you feel some form of disappointment monitor yourselves, bring yourselves up, you can do it. The Ho'oponopono is a very quick way to acknowledge that you need, you know, what you need to do, some clearing, and then do it. This is preparation. And I will not tell you it's 11 hours because it is all in the same moment from my perspective. But I will tell you that things are happening. And if you feel that you have any more preparing to do, my best advice is to all of you, get, and this comes from loving you infinitely and always, is to get on with it. Get on with it. Capital, get on with it. Get prepared. Get yourselves ready, brothers and sisters. I'm not bullshitting around anymore. This is it. This is the time where you need to get your stuff ready. You need to get ready, meditating, protected, aligned, balanced, grounded. You know what I mean? Opening, you know, your chakras, opening your mind, your heart. The times of your lifestyles are changing so fast. Multiple timelines changes, too numerous to even count, and are happening in every moment. And what this means, beloved ones, is that the promises you made long ago are being kept by yourselves and with your permission, with us partnering with you.
AshtarSharanRadio.com. Thank you for listening, brothers and sisters. It's such an honor to have you attend this calling, this gathering of the hearts, and it's a true honor. You know, for you to be here. There's so much going on that I like to share with you. But again, if you get a chance, please check out. We WERALLON.